Someone tells me they're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. Me, who's my favorite Batman? I'll think of you and say Christian Bale.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Richard's show on CGSF 90.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, located on the unceded coastal Salish territory of the Squamish. It is 11 a.m. on this Saturday morning. Today, we are going to talk about something we all deal with, but really study. The word is traffic. Whether you are driving to the grocery store or commuting to work, we all think we are good drivers. But are we? Today, I'm sharing 10 driving habits, some you might know and some that might surprise you, to keep you safe and keep traffic flowing. Let's first start with this song. Let's first start with the song called New Moon by Kelly Monster.
Whew. That train ride was annoying. Oh my god. You know what's her name text me? That you're right. It's okay. It's okay. We together. And that's all that matters right now. We're gonna have a little girls' night. Girls' night.
Girls' night.
We gotta pick something to watch. Let's see. Let's see what they got on the TV.
Watch some anime.
Oh, y'all like anime too?
Of course.
Okay, okay. Let's see what they got. They got a lot of random titles on here. This New Moon one?
New Moon, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. This is about some girl named Suki. It looks interesting. Let's see what it's about. Y'all wanna watch it?
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna watch it.
Normal girl with dreams of taking over worlds nobody else can compare. When she sings, they stop and stare, but only one can catch her eye. Some painfully normal guy who's average in every way, but in her heart he makes her sway. Suki's good at juggling things, her work, her family, gigs and flings. But this boy's got her out of whack, bending backwards, bound to snap. So will she recover? Not the best. She seems a bit psychotic, teeming with mental illness. But she sure is erotic, and although a bit chaotic, who wouldn't want a hottie with bliss? on her chest. Be sure to pay attention to the story, stay abreast, to find out if she falls in love or lands into a mess. Under wide open skies she moves, new moon. Shining even in the dark, you are glistening. Is this love I feel, or is it limitless? In my heart I cannot feel the difference. Don't heed warnings, promise I'm not listening. Who don't hear must feel, but I must feel that. Holding him so tightly he can feel the grip. Right into the moon, we do not need a ship. Yeah, that's my little situation ship. That's me like a situation ship. Ride him to the moon, we do not need a ship. So tightly he can feel the grip. Yeah, that's me like a situation ship.
Welcome back. Let's dive right into our list of 10 driving habits. The tip number one, this is one I learned recently, and it's about space management. We are often taught to keep a safe distance, which is true. However, do not leave too much distance in heavy, slow-moving city traffic. If you leave a massive gap, for example, 3 or 4 car lengths, when moving slowly, you are actually inviting other drivers to aggressively cut in front of you. This forces you to brake hard, which creates a chain reaction of braking behind you. It's about finding the balance. Keep a safe gap, but do not leave an open invitation for chaos. Tip number two, the zipper merge. When a lane is ending, many polite drivers merge early. Don't do that. Traffic engineers actually want you to use both lanes until the very end, and then take turns merging one by one. It feels rude, but it actually reduces congestion by using all available road space. The tip number three is the stale green light. If you see a traffic light that has been green for a long time as you approach, that is a stale green. Assume it will turn yellow. Don't speed up. Take your foot off the gas and hover over the brake. Be prepared. That reminds me the concept the driver coach usually tell us. It's the point of no return. In this case, and you see the stale green and you stop speeding up but keep the speed, pick the keep the maximum speed of this street, for example, 50 kilometers per hour. And you check the light. If it turns yellow and you are still in this 50 kilometers per hour, and you don't think you are safe enough to brake and stop before the line, then you just go through it. So a seasoned driver will know the distance. And when they pass that point, they will not return. They will just go through. Because if, for example, if you measured this distance too large, then your 50 kilometer per hour will not go over the line within the 3 seconds of the yellow light. Then you will be caught. You will be caught driving through the red light. So that's the tip number 3. Now let's go into the second song check. It is called Soft Inside by Lampland. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Welcome back. We are talking about upgrading your driving habits. The tip number four is eyelid time. Most people look at the bumper of the car in front of them. This is a mistake. You should be looking 12 to 15 seconds ahead. Look past the car in front of you. If you see brake lights 5 cars ahead, you can ease off the gas before the person in front of you even reacts. This makes your ride smoother and safer. That reminds me when I take the driving courses, my coach told me, Richard, you see the front car is braking, do not gas anymore. This is a rule of thumb, because once that person is decreasing speed and you are increasing speed, that is a dangerous situation for the collision. The tip number five is the shoulder check. Modern cars have blind spot sensors, but technology fails. Never rely 100% on that little light in your mirror. Always physically turn your head before changing lanes. It takes half a second, but it saves lives. One special case for the shoulder check is sometimes the pipeline of you do a lane change, for example, change to the lane of right. You first check the back mirror, the middle back mirror, see what are there any cars in the right lane in the back of you. Then you check the, then you can start to signal, you turn the right turn signal. Then you check the the right rear mirror to see the car in the back lane. If these are safe, then you do a shoulder check to double check in the spot, in the blind spot. If in this case all is clear, then you can take the action and turn to the right lane. I remember that's what my coach told me. Several special case is when I do the shoulder check, at the last second before I turn right, I saw the one of the car in the farther lane. They start to change to the left lane. Then I have to stop my lane change because he has take the move to join that line in the last second. So that's a special case for the shoulder check. The tip number six is watch the wheels. If you are driving down a street with parked cars or waiting for a car to turn out of a driveway, watch their front wheels. You will see the wheels turn or start to roll before you see the car body move. It gives you a split second warning that they are about to pull out. Let's take a short break and listen to a soundtrack. The soundtrack is called Watch This by Mar Emmanuel.
Days to satisfy the maker. I'm willing to fake it. Find my way to paradise. Be what the signs say over the highway. I'm going the right way. Fulfilling the prophecy. Finding it my way. Just by what the crowd say, I'm going the right way.
Hello, welcome back. We move to the segment 3, physics and environment. Let's talk about how your car interacts with the environment. The tip number 7 is rain and cruise control. We live in Vancouver, Burnaby, Surrey, the Metro Vancouver, so we know rain. But here is the rule. Never use cruise control in the rain. If your car hydroplane skids on water, your cruise control might try to accelerate to maintain speed, causing you to lose total control. If it's wet, your foot will be in control, not the computer. That raised the interesting topic of the automatic drive. Me myself, I don't have an electric car or the smart car, but one of my friends, he has a Tesla, and he invites me to join the ride. I saw how he used the... He first tell the map he wants to go to Crystal Mall. Then the Tesla start to drive itself. That's the power of artificial intelligence. And it won't surprise me in 10 years or in 20 years, the automatic drive totally or almost totally take control of the driving. But for now, the rain in Vancouver do not do that. The artificial intelligence has not been smart enough to deal with that, at least for now. I'm not sure in the Bay Area, they have the taxi driver for the non-person vehicle ride. And people say it's pretty good. They feel safe and they can play their favorite songs on the non-person vehicle taxi and they feel good. Right, that's the talk about AI in automatic drive. The tip number 8 is the high beams. We know to dim high beams for oncoming cars, but you also must dim them when you are following someone. Blinding the driver in front of you through their rear view mirror is dangerous for both of you. Besides the high beams, I remember when I drive to downtown Vancouver, there are some very large track vehicle. Maybe they are not using the high beams, but the low beam of their vehicle is so high that I can only see a bright white in the mirror. So I feel uncomfortable and I change lanes and just get rid of them and get away of them as far as I can. So for the drivers who have their vehicle whose low beam is still very high, I will suggest to find the technicians to do some adjustment of the brightness of the light. The tip number 9 is the parking brake. People may say, I have an automatic car, I don't need the parking brake, but that's a false. You should use it every time you park. If you don't use it, the cables can seize up from rust. Plus, using it rests the weight of the car on the brakes rather than on your transmission's parking pole, which is just a tiny piece of metal. Next, we are listening to a soundtrack called One the Stone by Kron Land. Thank you.